This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Ukrainian top commander has said his forces are pushing back against Russian troops in the battle for a town in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The commander said the situation in Bakhmut is being stabilized in a battle which can only be described as long and grinding. British military intelligence said Russia appears to be moving to a defensive strategy in eastern Ukraine. The seven-month battle for Bakhmut, where Russian forces have closed in on three sides, is the longest clash of the war. Russian forces must go through Bakhmut to push deeper into parts of the eastern Donbass region, though Western officials say the capture of the city would have limited impact on the course of the war. I'm Karen Chemas.
In the United States, police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others hospitalized after being found in a freight train. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
Spain's first major wildfire of the year scorched more than 4,000 hectares of forest and forced 1,700 villagers to leave their homes in the Valencia and Aragon regions. Residents recounted fleeing their homes and leaving animals behind. More than 500 firefighters, supported by 20 planes and helicopters, were working to bring the blaze under control.